Welcome to WellCare. If this is a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911 or go to your nearest emergency room.
Si se trata de una emergencia médica, cuelgue y marque 911 o vaya a la sala de emergencia más cercana.
We will record this call to make sure it meets our standards. To continue in English or if you are a provider, say English or press 1.
Para continuar en español, diga español o presione el número 2.
To continue in any other language, say other or please press 9. If you are experiencing a behavioral health crisis, say crisis or press star. If you know the extension of the agent you'd like to reach, please say extension. Otherwise, please tell me what type of caller you are. You can say things like member or provider. For a list of numbered options, please press the pound key or say pound. Are your questions today around eligibility, claim status or prior authorizations? With Availity, you can save time and get many of these answers via our secure portal or at Availity.com. Check out availity.com. I see you are a provider. In a few words, please state the reason for your call. For example, you can say things like claims, eligibility, or authorization. Great. Let's get you connected. To proceed, we require your NPI. We will give you a moment to locate your information. Please say your NPI. I heard. 15280664. Thank you. One moment while I look that up. Are you calling on behalf of Gary Chan? You can say yes or... To ensure the privacy of our members, you will need the date of birth and member ID, WellCare subscriber ID or Medicare ID of the member you are calling about. We will give... We will give you a moment to locate your information. Please say I'm ready or press 1 when you have it. We will give you a moment to locate your information. Please say I'm ready or press 1 when you have it. Please say or enter the date of birth in the month, day, and 4 digits. I heard October 24, 1958. Is that correct? Please say the member ID, including letters, WellCare subscriber ID, or Medicare ID of the member you are calling for. Let's try that again. Please say the member ID, including letters, WellCare subscriber ID, or Medicare ID of the member you are calling for.
I heard 34494032. Is this correct?
Thank you. One moment while I look that up. Are you calling on behalf of Cheryl Slaughter? You can say yes. If you are calling from a pharmacy, say pharmacist. Or, if you are a prescriber, please say the pharmacy service you're calling about. You can say things like prior authorizations, forms, or eligibility. To hear this again, say repeat. Please be aware that we are now accepting coverage determination requests electronically. To submit an EPA request, please visit the website at www.covermymeds.com. That is all of the information I have. Now, would you like me to repeat that information, end this call, or return to the main menu? To hear the list of numeric... Thank you for calling. Your call is very important to us, and will be answered in the order it was received. Thank you for calling. Your call is very important to us, and...
Hi, good morning. Thank you for calling Pharmacy Services. My name is Faye, a pharmacy resolution specialist. I'm gonna help you today.
Hey, good morning. My name is Mizzy. I'm calling from provider's office, and I have some CPT codes to see if authorization is required or not. Could you please verify for that?
Mm-hmm. Sure, Mizzy. I will be more than happy to assist you checking if CPT code required prior authorization or not. First, may I know what is your job title?
Process associate. And could you please spell out your name?
Sure, my name is Faye, spelled F for Frank. A Alpha Y Yankee E Echo. First initial to my last name is S for Sam.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for that.
You're welcome. And Missy, how about your best callback number in case our call got disconnected?
901-300-7499. It's a direct line.
And I just want to confirm the NPI of the provider is 152-806-6495.
That is correct.
How about the provider's name?
Gary Tian.
And also the patient ID number, please?
344-94032.
The patient's name and the date of birth?
Cheryl Slauto. Date of birth, October 24, 1958.
Wonderful, and thank you so much for completing the verification process. And Missy, may I know what is the code?
Yeah, sure. Just a second here. I have Jason Juliet 2919. Jason Juliet 1308. Jason Juliet 1750.
Thank you. And Missy, may I know what is the place of service?
Office.
Is this for outpatient?
Yes, that is correct.
Is this related to oncology or cancer related?
That is for iron deficiency anemia drug. Oh.
Thank you so much. And Missy, is it okay to place a call on hold for about 3 to 5 minutes for me to check if a prior authorization is required?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you, and please stay on the line.
Okay.
Hello, Missy. Thank you so much for patiently waiting on the line. And happy to inform you, prior authorization is not required for the treat codes.
Okay, perfect. So you said no authorization is required, right?
Correct.
And provider is in network with members plan?
So for checking providers in network, Missy, I need to transfer you over to our provider services.
Okay, no worries. And could you please verify this provider can buy and bill this drug?
I'm so sorry, what is that, Missy?
Provider can buy and bill this drug?
Correct.
Could you please provide me reference number for this call?
Sure, before providing the call reference number, is there anything else that I can help you with aside from this?
No, thank you so much for that.
Give me one moment here. Let me first generate the ticket for you.
Okay.
After this one, Missy, would you like me to transfer you over to our provider services for you to check provider in network?
No.
Sure. All right. And the call reference number is 299-635-7274.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Faye, for giving me information. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Same to you, Missy. Thank you so much for calling Pharmacy Services. Stay safe. And if you would like to take a survey, you may stay on the line. Have a good one. Thank you.
Bye-bye.